Well, we're welcoming Steve Aulis into the CJMQ booth today. Steve, very exciting news. He's coming out with his first album. It's called My Dream. So congratulations, Steve.
Thank you very much.
That's great. I think most of Townshippers know Steve. He's played in different places around here, the Hut, different places
like
that.
Oh, yeah. I played the Hut last week for St. Patty's Day.
Okay, great. So tell us a little bit about the album. You must be extremely excited, and I'm sure your family is too.
Well, some of my family that I've heard it, I guess they are. Mm-hmm. Some that haven't heard it yet, but anyway, right offhand, when I first was approached by the artist that wrote all the songs, that Michel Rivet.
Okay.
He was when he was in Nashville, he was trying to find a singer to do his CD.
Mm-hmm.
He told me he went to a lot of hotels, a lot of karaoke bars, all that stuff, and he didn't find anybody. And I said, "How come you didn't find anybody? There's a lot of talent down in Nashville." He said, "I'm kind of picky with my songs." So
okay.
I said, "Okay, no problem." So anyway, he come back to Quebec, and then he looked up Jesse.
Okay.
He asked Jesse. Of course, he didn't think of me at the time. He says, "Hey, do you know anybody can wants to do my album there? I can get a good singer to do my album."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, "Why not Steve?"
Okay.
So I said, "Well," I said, "I didn't think of that, and I've known the guy for 40 years, so."
Okay.
So anyway, he calls me up. I go over to this place. He lives in Sandy Lee, Orford.
Okay.
So he asked me, "I'll play three or four numbers. Tell me what you think of it."
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard it, I was pretty intrigued with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the music from Nashville as well,
mm-hmm.
recorded there. So I said to myself, "Oh, that's good stuff and good lyrics to his songs." So I says, "Well," I said, "I'll give it a try." So I gave it a try, and he said, "You're hired." I found my singer. So I said, "Well,
that must have been quite exciting for you."
Yeah. Oh, we worked on it 2 months.
2 months only. That's
yeah,
not very
2 months.
Long.
No, that's not very long. I did 10 songs on it for 2 months and had it had them burnt and everything there.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've been selling them on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We have been selling them every place I go and play music as well there.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing pretty good with it.
That's great. So Mr. Rivette is from the townships, is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, he is. Yes, he's from Sherbrooke basically, but now he lives in Sandy Lee, Orford. But his usually home is in Florida.
Okay,
yeah.
And he wrote the lyrics. Did you go down to Nashville, Steve?
Not at all.
Okay.
The music come from there, and I got on a computer, and I just put my voice in it, and that was it. Bingo.
Okay, great. And I just wanted to add that Jesse Aulis is Steve Aulis' wife.
Yes.
And she writes a column for The Record, and she also has a show, I believe, on a country show on CFLX. Is that correct?
That's it, 95.5 on your dial.
Okay, great. Now, these songs, do they reflect some of memories that you have, Steve?
Would you believe there's at least 7 songs on there? Almost talks about my life, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Like, my dream was I always wanted to make a CD after 37 years of playing in bars, but never had the opportunity or the choice to do one.
Mm-hmm.
And I never went down to Nashville. And him, he's been all over the states everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, when I got approached with that, well, I said to myself, well, I'd be a fool to pass this up, eh? So the songs like My Dream, it's like somebody going to a place and being acknowledged for his talent and everybody liking him and enjoying him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a song there, "Thank You for Being Here for Me." Well, that song sounds like Jesse. She's been with him 27 years now. So, and the songs, there's a song there about Santa. I don't know why he put that one in there. Santa and his deers, but it's not the deers we think about. It's the female deers, you know.
Okay.
It's a real comical song. And there's one song, "We Live in a Country," about people that are country well, not country pumpkins, but people that are farmers, you know, that they feed they feed the people that work in the cities, the supermarkets. It wasn't for the farmers. Supermarkets wouldn't exist.
That's right.
So We Live in the Country. That is one special song as well. They all have stories in them, you know.
That's number 7, "We Love to Live in the Country."
Yes.
So there's 10 songs on the CD. And it also says, "A dream is a wish your heart makes." So I guess your
that's from one of my friends, an 82-year-old man, friend of Shane from East Angus.
That's nice.
That did me a couple of photographs, you know.
Okay.
And I had that little line. I had to put that in there in remembrance of him there, you know, because he's a good sport. And and very educated and mm-hmm. well-mannered man, you know.
Okay.
And
so
a good friend.
That's great. So definitely this is Socan, your Canadian artist?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now you can get it to different places you play. And
You can read jesse.com. Okay. The phone number's on there and everything if they want to.
Okay, so that's great. Yeah. There's an email address here.
That's
www.jessecom, that's all one word, jessiecom, at Bellnet, bellnet.ca. And there's also a phone number, 819-829-1157. So this is wonderful, Steve. Anything else you'd like to mention about the CD? Or?
I'll be honest with you. The CD, for me, the music was made in Nashville, so that's mm-hmm. pretty, that's the music-wise, I like Canadian music. I'll be mm-hmm. honest with you, like George Canyon, okay. Paul Brandt, mm-hmm. Jason McCoy. I love these people all. But when you hear music from the States and, you know, mm-hmm. trying to compare it with the mm-hmm. Canadians, well, the Americans, they've got pretty well in everything. Eh? Like the music, for me, I found was fantastic. That's the reason why I did it.
Okay.
And besides the lyrics of the songs, so the man is one good songwriter, you know.
Okay.
So I said to myself, I cannot pass this opportunity up. So I did it, and I've got five more to do with the guy.
That's wonderful. So you're working on a second one already?
Yeah, I've just started a second one. Okay. And I have my own album that I haven't mm-hmm. finished now, too. My own material, 12 for my own songs.
Wow.
But I haven't. I might make it probably by fall. Probably have it made by fall. But now I've got to work mm-hmm. on his mm-hmm. six CDs that he wants me to make.
Oh, that's right.
And it's all going to be different styles of music. Like, not one song sounds like the other. Okay. You'll notice that in the album. You know, like if you hear like Alan Jackson, you hear one song, mm-hmm. they all sound the mm-hmm. same, or you know. Mm-hmm. But in this,
these are all different.
Oh yes, okay. Honestly, if people like country music, and mm-hmm. And the next album that I'm going to be doing is going to be just traditional country.
Okay.
Like you know,
okay.
there's a big fight mm-hmm. between Missouri and Nashville right mm-hmm. now, eh?
Okay.
They're fighting for people that they want to find that go back to traditional country music like George mm-hmm. Jones, Merle Haggard stuff mm-hmm. again, you know.
Okay.
Because the people right now are getting too far away from country now. It's country rock, contemporary, mm-hmm. Commercial mm-hmm. country. They're getting away from reality on the real country the way it's supposed to be, you know.
Okay, so your interest is in more of the traditional country.
Yes, I'm actually, okay. The second CD, I heard the okay. songs and it's a masterpiece.
Okay, that's
the guy is brilliant. Yeah. He okay. has to be brilliant because he's mm-hmm. his mother was a cousin to John Lennon.
Wow. Okay.
And he got inspired about a year and a half ago to start writing songs. Don't you find that coincidental?
That is coincidental.
Yes, he never thought of writing a song in his life. And just one day, he just started putting words together, and the rest
okay.
is history.
Great, and he certainly found a great singer. So you
well, I don't know if he found a great singer, but he met about 1,000 singers, and he picked me. So I guess I passed the audition, like John Lennon says, you know.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
And I appreciate
it. We're certainly going to enjoy playing this, Steve Aulis, and the name of the album is My Dream.
And it just happened.
Okay, thanks very much,
Steve. I thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
I live way out here in the country. City living's just not my style. And if you think you got a living by the handle, come out here and visit for a while. We'll get up early in the morning, probably before the crack of dawn. Go outside, feed the cows and the horses. The chickens will be waiting for some corn. And we'll come back in and have some breakfast, ham and eggs and a pot of coffee too. And if you're not full when you finish, then we'll fix some more for you. Daylight finds us out in the tool shed, hooking up the tractor to the plow. And city slicker, if you cannot run it, this country boy be glad to show you how. Every spring we plant seeds in the garden. That's where we get our food to stay alive. And even if they close the supermarket, out here in the country we'll survive. Come There's fields to plow and lots of chores to do. And if you get the chance to meet my sister, I bet that she'll show you something too. Something special, and they don't cry about everything you do. They understand we have to work together, and they'll be right out there helping you. Put the pedal to the metal. If we work hard, the more we'll get done. Just remember that when we go out this evening, all this work will turn to lots of fun. I live way out here in the country. City living's just not my style. And if you think you got a living by the handle, come out here and visit for a while. I hope that you'll enjoy it in the country. There's not a whole lot more than I could say, except that I consider it a privilege to live here out in the country. So if you'd like to stay here in our county, I'm sure we'll find a place for you to stay. 'Cause there's a lot of room out in the country. Out in our country is a good place to stay. We love to live in the country. We love to live out in the country.
We just heard a taste of the new album by Steve Aulis, My Dream. We heard the song called We Love to Live in the Country. If you want to pick up your own copy, you can get one at The Hut in Lenoxville, or you can email www.jessiecom@bellnet.ca, or give them a call, 819-829-1157.